Good morning, everyone.
So now it's recording.
My name is Mary.
Eva.
A year in my life. Digital stories from the Dufour residence.
Well, now, Stan, it's your turn.
Listening to you.
Oh,
I used to come to Montreal every weekend to see my girlfriend by Greyhound bus from Long Island, New York. I'd finish work Friday morning. I'd be on the Greyhound for 12 hours here and 12 hours back to see her. And this went on for a year and a half until I got married. I was 15 years old. I was just turning 16 because she was 15. My story is going to start many years before June the 2nd, 1962, which was a great year for me. I was in love. And I was getting married. And it was time to forget my past. And I was the happiest guy in the world. I had a friend of mine named Ronnie. He said he's going to babysit with his girlfriend. Do I want to come along? You know, as young kids, you know, there's girls there. Maybe we'll play spin the bottle or something, you know. So I got there and I seen his girlfriend, Georgina Gale. And I looked at her and I couldn't believe it, how beautiful she was. And was so lucky that night as Ronnie had to go home early because he had something to do at home. So he asked me if I would stay with her. I say, would I stay with her? Of course I'll stay with her. And I stayed with her all night and I wasn't allowed out past 8 o'clock at night. But I stayed with her till 11 o'clock at night. And I had to sleep on the balcony, the foster home where I was living. They wouldn't let me in the house because I got home too late. I didn't care. I was going to sleep on that balcony and see her again the next day. Married people were looking at us coming out of the church. They thought it was First Communion or Solemn Communion. They didn't believe we're getting married. We looked so young. We looked like two kids. We were. I know that today. We went on to have three beautiful sons. So I have a history, a long, long history. Myself personally, I worked in the bar business for many, many years. 37 years in the bar business. I remember what my wife told me when I was very young. She said, you work in a business where, let's face it, I met a lot of women in my life. She said, but I want to remind you, I am gold, and if you like silver, that's up to you. Never cheated on my wife, and I'm proud of that. Worked like a dog, not proud of that. I should never have worked as much as I did. I managed to have a good life with my wife until she got ill, and I was happy to take care of her because she took care of me for close to 50 years. I took care of her for 3 years before she passed away. She had one special song that she loved, and I used to sing it to her. Well, today I'm so weary. Today I'm so blue. Sad and broken-hearted, and it's all because of you. Life was so sweet, dear. Life was a song. Now you've gone and left me. Oh, where do I belong? And it's all for the love of a dear little gale, all for the love that sets your heart in a whirl. I'm a man who'd give his life and the joys of this world, all for the love of one gale.